The word of God for our meditation this day is taken from the epistle lesson, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, beginning with verse 4 of chapter 1. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So ends the reading of our text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's grace to the church at Corinth is well known. In this church, the members were split into factions. Sexual sins were present. Litigation against fellow Christians was frequent. Drunkenness occurred even at the sacrament. And disbelief regarding the central doctrines of the Christian faith arose. Yes, we all know God was very gracious to this church. What I'm a bit intrigued about is why God chose this as the special appointed text for me to speak to you about today. What I am sure is that God's grace is as richly given to you as it was to that church in Corinth. It is by his grace alone that you and me are of his church, and that you are being prepared to proclaim God's grace to his dear people. It behooves us, by God's grace, to thank him for his rich mercy and love, which he has so richly poured out on us, wretched sinners, you and me. The apostle begins this text by thanking God for the grace that he has given this congregation. And so also I thank God for the grace that God has given you who are assembled here today. In many ways, this text applies also to you as young men, and not so young men, that are preparing to bring God's spoken holy word to his dear people whom he has redeemed. The apostle tells us that in everything you are enriched by Jesus Christ, and that he shall confirm you unto the end. Thank God for that grace which is given you. In your speaking and in your knowledge, the apostle tells us, you have been enriched. And this Corinthian church, in which sin was so prevalent, they too had been given God's grace to have their speaking and their knowledge blessed by God. But you especially, as you are preparing for the holy ministry, by God's grace, have been richly blessed. You're really vessels into which God has been pouring some rich and some glorious gifts. He has given you understanding that only his Holy Spirit can do. He has granted you the gifts of speaking so that you might be clear and faithful in your proclamation of his pure holy word to his dear redeemed people. But you know, these gifts which you have are not yours. They are God's gifts. They are his. He designed them. He made them. He gave them to you. He equipped you with them. And now he's going to send you out with them. These gifts are by God, and they are for God. They were given you so that you might proclaim his name faithfully and clearly, so that you might speak of the grace which God has first shown you. Paul says, in everything you are enriched by Christ. In your speaking and in your knowledge you have been enriched. And then he goes on to say, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. The message of the gospel had been preached to this congregation as the message of the gospel is preached to you day after day here at this wonderful seminary. All that you are has its origin in the revealed word which has taken root in you and which is growing by the power of God's mighty word. God first spoke to you of this rich grace, the grace by which you were forgiven of your many sins, the grace by which you now come before his altar and there receive again and again the assurance that God has made you his child, has taken your sins away from you, made you his holy child, so that you may live with him in eternity. That which you now have to speak by God's grace, and that which you now know because you have attended this seminary and sat at the feet of these godly men who teach you. Now it is by God's grace, your blessing, to speak in richest measure. It is Christ which you have. It is Christ which lives in you. It is Christ which you have been blessed by. These gifts are not your own. The apostle goes on to say, in his thanksgiving to God for the grace that is given to you, that he shall confirm you until the end. It is a rich and a wonderful thing to sit and to hear how God truly loves me, to know that he has taken away my sin, to know that I will be in eternity because God is so gracious to me, so that I, on that last day, will be blameless before God, not because of my faithfulness, but because of his faithfulness and grace towards me. That is the grace that you will be proclaiming, the grace which God has shown to you. But God has also given you a task. And that task is faithfulness in preaching and teaching about this grace which God has shown to mankind. He wants his people to know from your mouths the word which he has proclaimed, that he has sent his Son into this world, and his Son has taken away their sin and paid for it, that his Son has risen and now lives at his right hand, where he rules over all things, so that you and I, by his grace, might gather one day with him and his Heavenly Father for all eternity. He will confirm you to the end in this righteousness and in this task which he has given you and in the faith which he has worked in your heart, that Jesus Christ is your Savior, that is he which will save you from your sins when he comes again on that last day. God is faithful. The one who called you into fellowship with his Son is faithful. It is not your knowledge that you have been filled with, it is God's. His own Holy Spirit has poured his wisdom into your heart, has shined into your heart the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It is not your speaking, but it is God's word which you will have. By God's power and God's grace, this word will enrich and equip his people that they may join you before his heavenly throne. Through God's Son living in you and speaking through you, his people will be nourished and fed and gathered into his waiting arms. Brothers, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.